True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back. Happy Tuesday. It is September 16th. In a few minutes, we'll get to Take Tuesday, where Den and Double D will throw some takes at me and Jinx, and we react to them and tell you which narratives you should be following throughout the season and which ones are absolute hogwash. And I think that's the first time I've used hogwash in quite some time. And Jinx, maybe that's what you think of this particular take that I saw over the weekend that I literally screenshotted it, and I was like, I have to ask Jinx about this because I know it'll get him fired up. So John Lopez, who is a host on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, I think he's been on our show before, tweeted this.
I know,
this.
John.
Here's the tweet. Marcel Reed is what Texas thought Arch was.
Oh, get out, John. He went to A&M. I used to go on that show back in the day, and I would take up for Texas, and he would take up for A&M. They're two completely different quarterbacks. That's absolutely inflammatory. Like, they're different quarterbacks. They're not the same. So Marcel Reed is having a great season, but man, he just put that out there just the right time. Just you wait. Just you wait until Arch gets under center against Sam Houston State. You're going to see a guy who can do some bad.
Sam Houston State.
Yeah. FCS
just you
school.
Wait.
Just you wait.
Till Sam
I'm going to see. We got the Bearcats this weekend. Bearcats with a K. Yeah. John knows what he's doing there, but come on. He absolutely put that out at just the right time. Marcel has the game-winning touchdown pass. Arch is struggling against UTEP, and it's like, oh, this is just the perfect kerosene to put on this fire.
I saw that some other people were kind of drinking the Kool-Aid on Marcel Reed. I think it was RG3 who put out like that Marcel Reed is now on Heisman watch. And I think some of those plays, like, were really good. But overall in the season, like, he's still not completing a ton of his passes. Like, overall completion percentage, 58% in that game against Notre Dame that everybody's raving about. He only completed 46% of his passes. So, like, the highlight reel plays were good. But shouldn't we expect more from our Heisman winner? Or maybe not. I don't know.
Right. I mean, you know, I especially when RG3 says anything, that makes me like whatever he says less. What I do is when RG3 zigs, I zag immediately. So look, is it a possibility? Absolutely. A&M still has some work to do, and I just don't see it at the end of the season. I think Carson Beck is now the Heisman favorite, which is kind of wild to say, but I don't know if I buy that either. I'm definitely not buying anything that RG3 is peddling.
Well, it still feels like a wide-open race to me. So, like, who knows? It could be Marcel Reed, but, brother, you got to be a little bit more accurate with your throws.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start the festivities and bring in the takesters. All right, Double D, you are first. Fire away a take at us, and we'll tell you how we feel about it.
All right, the first one, Penn State is the fourth best team in the Big Ten right now.
No way.
Fourth?
What, Oregon, Ohio State, Illinois? Who's better than Indiana?
Illinois, one of those two could sneak in there. Yeah, they're the fourth best team in the Big Ten right now.
No, I don't believe that. I do not believe that.
Okay. I feel like for, like, correlated thought or, like, you know, for the fact that I put Penn State to win the Big Ten and they haven't lost a game yet. Like, I understand they've played nobody so far. They played Villanova. They played FIU. They played Nevada. But, like, what have you seen in those games to rank them fourth in the Big Ten? So, like, I don't think they have disproven enough for me to be off them that much. Like, there has been nothing that they've done where I'm like, okay, we need to take them down several pegs, right?
I
don't know.
I just feel like there's way too much talent. Even if they've underperformed early in the season, there's no question they have all the talent to win a national title and certainly a conference title. I'm not gonna put Indy. If you want to make a case, okay, Ohio State, Oregon, fine. But I'm not putting Indiana or Illinois over Penn State. And even then, I think Penn State is better than that.
All right. So I don't have a strong feeling on Penn State, but I don't think they deserve to be ranked fourth, you know, in the Big Ten. All right, Den, get on in here. What's your take you want to throw at us?
All right, we're jumping to the NFL. It is the 16th of September. If the Philadelphia Eagles have not fixed their passing game in 3 weeks, we will see our first massive blow-up with A.J. Brown, specifically on the sideline.
Ooh, drama. We love to see it. Here's the thing. I feel like they can survive whatever drama that A.J. Brown wants to, like, stir up. Because we've seen this before. Remember when he was reading that book on the sideline? He still won the Super Bowl. So I think this is such a strong team, and especially when you have a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, who is the leader of this team, who feels so even keel to me. Like, it feels like I trust his leadership almost over Nick Sirianni's. Like, I feel like he is such a good leader of that team. So even if there is A.J. Brown drama, I don't think it's going to bother the Eagles.
I think that D-Day is right here, and then I think the Eagles will get through it. Like, I feel like this is just going to be the Eagles season every year. Thus far, A.J. Brown has 6 catches for 35 yards. At some point, most receivers in the NFL are divas, right? So we're going to see A.J. lose his mind because he hasn't gotten into the end zone. He's not getting his touches. And then they'll find a game or two to make sure that he scores or that he feels like he's a significant part of the offense. And then things will calm down, and the Eagles will probably go back to running the ball more, and they'll keep winning games. But I absolutely expect this to happen.
I mean, what are you going to do? You have Saquon Barkley. You have Jalen Hurts. You are, you know, not the founders, but like the perfecters of the tush push. You going to go away from your identity just to please one person? No, you're not going to do that. All right. Who's next? It is Double D again. So back to college football, it looks like. What you got?
Oh, yeah.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Denton and I split this up real nice this week. I've got all college football. He's got all NFL. Notre Dame will lose at least one more game this year. They have USC, NC State, and Navy, and they will miss the college football playoffs.
Ooh. Jenks, you want to go first?
Nah, I think they're going to win out. I think they're going to win out. First of all, USC is garbage. I don't think they're a good football team at all. I don't think they're good. Don't let USC fool you. I don't think they're a good football team. NC State, Chelsea, you can speak to NC State more than me. Does NC State have a chance here? I'm relying on you.
NC State has a chance. They have the talent. And I will say this. NC State usually will win games they're not supposed to win, and then they'll lose to some terrible team. And they almost have several times, you know, this year. But I do think Notre Dame will right the ship, because remember, this is a team that started the season not even knowing who their starting quarterback was, like a week before the season. So I think they will get better as the season progresses. I do think it is a real possibility that maybe they do, you know, miss the college football playoffs. It just depends on other teams. It depends on who has a stronger resume, because there is a chance that there will be other teams that have better on paper records, because obviously you look at Notre Dame right now and they've already got two losses to their name. So I don't think that's a crazy take for them to miss the college football playoffs, but I do think that they are going to get better as the season goes on.
I think they will, but I will say that of all the teams that Double D mentioned, Navy is the one I think that has the biggest chance to knock off Notre Dame, because they have so much experience back. And because, look, preparing for that triple option, doesn't matter if you see it every year, going from a regular offense, if you will, and the normal things you prepare for, to that triple option, especially with a team that can run it so precisely, that's the one game in the schedule that if I'm Notre Dame, I'm like, you know, I don't know. Navy's going to be hard out.
Yeah, and also they don't do the transfer portal stuff, so like at least they have some continuity at Navy, if I'm not mistaken, because obviously you have to serve in the military. All right, so Denton, what you got for us next?
So we had two Monday Night Football games last night, and having a doubleheader and overlap on Monday Night Football, whichever way you want to slice it, sucks. It is terrible. They need to go back to just having one game on Monday Night Football. It's impossible to stay up for both of them. And then the overlapping games means you can't focus on one of them. You're probably not focusing on either of them because they're too distracted. Double Monday Night Football games is awful.
Oh, 1,000%.
You can't focus on two games? Okay. Go ahead, Jenks.
I could not agree more. I could not agree more. You can have too much of a good thing. Like, if I have 8 martinis, do I probably need a 9th? Probably not. You know what I mean? Like, Monday Night Football is an event, and it waters down the event when you say, hey, it's Monday Night Football, followed by more Monday Night Football. And it's so late, especially here on the East Coast. Like, I'm going to stay up. I'm going to start that second game at 10 p.m. here on the East Coast so I can watch Geno Smith throw 3 interceptions. No, I'm not going to do that. Build it up, have that one game, make it special on Monday night, and quit trying to just add another game, add another game, add another game, and just fill your pockets, which the NFL is doing constantly. Just draw the line. One is fine.
I think that's probably the best option, but I'm not going to sit here and say I can't focus on two games at once. Because, like, what do you do on Sunday? You have, like, 11 games. Like, it's crazy what the early window was this previous weekend. I don't know why, but we only had, like, 4 games in the late window. But I think you can do the dual box. Like, technology has advanced enough to where you can watch both games at once. But what I don't want is these games starting at 10 Eastern nonsense. Like, most people do not want to stay up till midnight on a school night, on a work night. Believe it or not, Roger Goodell, a lot of us have to work. So I think that is not the option. Like, you either do one game or you do two games, and they each start at decent hours. Like, we can't start them, like, as late as they were last night. That's too much.
Yeah, totally agree.
All right, well, we've got, like, what, 50 seconds? What's the last one? You guys want to duke it out? David, get in here. Throw a hot take at us.
Real quick, Georgia Tech is a real threat to win the ACC this year.
Yeah, baby.
I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's true.
Legit. Yeah. They're good. I mean, They did a great job of shutting down Cade Klubnik in big moments in that game. Haynes King is an absolute stud, and Brent Key, I mean, he talk about coaching up a team. Yeah, Georgia Tech's the real deal.
Right, and wasn't Clemson the favorites to win the ACC?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, right? Like, if you can beat, you know, the favorite to win the ACC, obviously, maybe you think about Miami. You're like, okay, Miami looks really good. But, like, to say that they could win the ACC is not a hot take at all. Brent Key absolutely gets up for the biggest games, and it wouldn't shock me. All right, coming up next, time to react to Monday night's best plays and bets. That's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.